Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Divas Duel Weekly Podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital, and sometimes hockey, sometimes football, just depending on what the season is. So a little bit of everything. This is Anna filling in for Carrie, the Diva tonight, and Marianne will be joining us here in a little bit. So if you want to call in and tell me what you think of the show, feel free. You can find us, Carrie does a Diva of Duel blog. You can find her there and also on Twitter at Diva of Duel. And on Facebook, Diva of Duel, there's two different pages for Diva of Duel. And I also want to give a shout out to the Hapkas, at Amy Hapka, at Bob Hapka. Hope they're doing great. We haven't heard from them in a while, so if they would like to call in, we'd love to hear from them. Hope they're doing well. And I want to give a shout-out to one of our Cosy friends, Trish, who lost her deer Buster today, her 15-year-old cat baby. So we want to send our love to her. She's having a hard time, and we know how we love our furry family member. So anyway, well, there were only 4 episodes this week, and I actually managed to watch all of them. Not that I didn't say I enjoyed all of them, but I did manage to watch them. I do know that off the top, we do want to address the interesting choice for hair for Sammy this week. Feedback that I've been getting is it looked dirty, looked not so good, maybe. So anyway, I think even though I like it dark, I do agree it didn't look its best this week. So maybe Sammy needs to go back to the blonde sometime soon, although the dark hair really is beautiful. So Sammy might need to rethink her hair products. And then let's see, also some interesting choices on Jennifer once again. So let's see, we've got the new Ben, who is pretty hot, and apparently Gabby was trying to get him to do some modeling, so probably the only thing he could do, though, was put his hands out like he did on The Price is Right when he was working on there, to show him the products. But anyway, but he's pretty cute, so we'll see where he goes on the show. Looks like Abby and Ben are going to be together, it looks like. Basically no Kate, so I could pretty much end the show right now, frankly, because without Kate, there's nothing really exciting to watch on Days, in my opinion. But anyway, a week without Kate is a week of major suckage. But let's get Jordan and Rafe off the list right away so we don't have to talk about them again. Awful as usual, no chemistry, and I can hardly wait till things get shaken up there because I'm really, really tired of seeing those two on screen together. They have never worked. They've never clicked. The vast majority of the people that watch the show feel the same way, and the whole story was ill-conceived. The casting was ill-conceived, and the sooner that thing ends, the better. So we'll get that off my chest right away. It was nice to see Lucas this week, even though everybody was thinking he killed Nick, and he actually was planning to. It's just that somebody beat him to it. And let's see. So we had a lot of drama with Nicole and Daniel and Eric. And let me guess, by the end of the week, raise of hands, how many people think Nicole finally told Eric the truth? I don't see any hands. Let's see. Okay, you would be right. She was all ready to run off to Vegas with him to elope without telling him the truth. about what she did, and of course, which sets Nicole back a couple years in character development, as we've discussed before, but, you know, there's nothing new there. And then, you know, towards the end of Friday, basically, you know, there was all this drama building up to, was she going to tell him, was she going to keep it from him? Daniel figures out that she still hasn't told him, so he's going to tell him. And then he makes her want to, you know, he tries to tell her she needs to tell him. Then he gets a call to the emergency room, so he has to go. And meanwhile, Jen runs into Eric and spills the beans, apparently, because when Nicole finally finds Eric, he's all stunned and he's looking at her like, can't believe you did that, you know. So on Monday, we'll get to find out more about that, but I'm sure it'll be another week of angst and drama for Ericle. So anyway, so it looks like the Vegas trip's probably not going to happen anytime soon now. And so let's see. Brady's still a D-bag. He's still being a jerk. Can't stand him right now. The whole alcohol and drug thing's wearing a little bit thin right now. Wish he would get his moral compass back and get himself together, or just go completely off the rails and start holding people captive in the mausoleums again or something like he did with forget her name. What was her name? Vivian. So anyway, let's see. Jen, aka Rex, is saying in the chat room, it's pretty sad what they've done with Ericle. A lot of us were rooting for Eric and Nicole for a long time, and they wore that story so thin. We stayed with it all that time that he was still a priest, and all through that Kristen BS, waiting for those two to get together finally. And what'd they do? They went and ruined the storyline. So pretty much most of us, I think, now are just disgusted with the whole thing. Even when they finally got together, in the biblical sense, quite frankly, knowing what we know about what Nicole did, the payoff was not there. You know, let's just put it this way. It wasn't like Bo and Hope getting together finally in the 80s. Let's put it that way. It was a real drag. And, you know, honestly, it's just sad that, that it had to go down this way. And I think the writers or somebody just decided to sabotage the thing, because there certainly was plenty of build-up for this story. Almost too much build-up, and for it to finally go down this way, pretty sad. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen now, but bottom line is Ericle's story kind of sucks. But anyway, feel free to call in and tell me that you don't agree, but that's where it's looking for me right now, and I think a lot of other disappointed fans. Jen also said in the chat room, I need a long vacation from Brady. I agree. And, yes, Jamie in the chat room, I agree. They're ruining Nicole. So, anyway, they had spent all this time redeeming Nicole. And, yeah, she's always going to be a troublemaker. And we like her that way to a degree. But she had evolved as a character. And in one fell swoop, they managed to basically knock her back 4 or 5 years, you know, in the character development. And that's just not good for anybody. Nobody's happy about that. So, I mean, you have to have, you know, when characters do bad things, you still at the end of the day have to feel like they're rootable for the most part for the story to continue to have emotional punch. And basically what she did really isn't rootable. None of us can root for her on that, but none of us wanted to see her destroyed like that either. Most of us didn't anyway. So, you know, it's just a shame. Let's see. We want a good point, Jamie. We want a Dana for ruined, wrong couple, is what she's saying in the chat room. That's exactly the case. Meanwhile, Dana first seems to keep going and going and going. And so, yeah, pretty disgusting. Pretty much most people can't stand Dana for, and yet they continue to be around. So So it's like, I don't know if Days is like deliberately trying to torture us, because there's very little rootable stuff going on. I mean, they got rid of Cheryl, and she was an immediate hit with Lucas. Now, I mean, all of a sudden she comes on, and like the first day she was on, there was chemistry between her and Lucas. They were adorable together. They had more chemistry and more interest with the fans in the first day they appeared together than Jordan and Rafe have in almost a year. And so it's just really pretty pathetic. I hate it. You know, I hate that they've done that, that they did that. And, I mean, they got rid of Vargas last year, last August, and so it's been, almost a year since Vargas has been gone, too. And he was one of the most interesting new characters to come to Salem in a long, long, long time. So what they were thinking there, I have no idea. And now they've killed off Nick, we think, for good, maybe. You know, nobody's ever dead for sure or forever, but in Salem. But, you know, Nick was actually making, I mean, as much as we hated him, he was one of those love-to-hate characters. He grew into that. He really became the main villain in town. And he was actually pretty, it was fun to watch his little mind games, even if it was also irritating and also made me mad a lot of the time. I could, you know, you couldn't help but sort of be entertained by him. And Blake Barris is such a great performer that, you know, so I'm glad, I mean, they've done a good job with the murder mystery thing, but and they had a lot of, you know, people that could have done it and everything. So it was a nice whodunit while it lasted, but it's one of those things where now what are they going to do to entertain us? Because Nick's no longer there, and there's just not a whole lot of villains left in town. So we'll see. I mean, there's some spoilers coming up that I guess will be interesting between Jammy and, you know, some other stuff. And so, you know, we've got some things down the pike, but, you know, right now it's kind of a bummer. Let's see. And then, of course, we had the whole everybody's trying to take the blame for Nick's murder. You know, all the people who didn't actually do it. You know, Lucas is going to take the fall. He's going to fall on his sword. And then Will, you know, Sonny and Will, you know, they're all kind of taking their turns. Well, Will basically goes in and he's, quote-unquote, admits that he did it. They wrote up a document saying that, you know, this is his statement, his confession, and all they need to do is sign it. And, of course, then Sammy and EJ get wind of it and all these other people get wind of it. So they were able to keep him from signing it just long enough for basically Gabby to admit that she did it. And for whatever reason, we all believe her. So I was thinking it was kind of funny because for like 3 weeks, people have been admitting that they did it and it really wasn't them. And but it could have been. And it's funny because at the end of the show on Friday, it's revealed that Gabby basically is saying she did it. And they don't show the actual confession with Hope, but then they cut back to a scene where she's basically saying goodbye to her baby and everything. And Hope's like, well, I would want to do that too, and I understand and all. So they go to the police station, and just as Will's about to sign the statement again, or a statement that's saying he did it, and enter his guilty plea, you know, Gabby walks in and says that she's the one that did it. And Hope must have known that. They must have had forensic evidence or something, because Hope made a point of going to her to meet with her. So anyway, I don't know. Right now, Gabby seems awfully calm, cool, and collected, though, considering she's going to have to say goodbye to her one-year-old child and be sent up the river, no pun intended, Nick. But, you know, I don't know. I know we all knew she was leaving, and every time I polled people on the show here, we pretty much came to the consensus that Gabby was the one who did it. It was the obvious choice since since Camilla was leaving the show. But I don't know. I would have been a lot more torn up if I were Gabby. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what, we'll see on Monday, I guess. But seems like she'd be, if nothing else, she'd be a lot more emotional about leaving her baby. So I don't know. So we've got that, and then let's see. So that was the big reveal at the end, along with the fact that Jennifer, and it's interesting because both, now I think about it, both reveals essentially happened off air, off camera, because unless I just missed a scene, maybe I missed a scene, I left the room, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like Jennifer finds Eric in the park or wherever he was, and it's like you're thinking, oh no, she's going to spill the beans. And the next time you see him, the beans have been spilled, and he's sitting in the park alone with Nicole trying to track him down. So we don't actually see his reaction to Jen telling him the story of what Nicole did. We just see the aftermath. And then we got to tune in Monday, of course, to see what really happens. Same with the Gabby thing. It's like they cut back to Hope. You know, basically, it's like already assumed that she's confessed. And then, you know, they're just like basically packing up stuff and leaving for the cop shop. And they get down there, and then that's when, I mean, she does confess in front of everybody there, but it's like the initial questioning and all, we don't get to see that with her and Hope, you know. So I thought that was kind of an interesting choice. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys think of that. But so that's my take on that. Let's see. Oh, and then Roman's going to be on the fundraiser front. I guess Aiden has turned into a full-time fundraiser, part-time attorney, because he's busy putting this fundraiser together for the school. And Marlena gets wind of the fact that Roman's taking this, some sort of, like, rich lady that, like, will only go to the fundraiser if she'll only help sponsor it and go to it if Roman Brady takes her to the event. So we never knew Roman was, you know, so popular. But anyway, so now he's got a date. He's got to take her to this thing in order for her to go and help sponsor the thing. So Marlena gets wind of it, and it's the first hint we've seen, really, aside from them being friends lately a lot, but it's the first hint that we've seen of that spoiler coming up where, you know, Mardar grow closer, supposedly, and all that good stuff. So anyway, I don't know. I frankly think that sounds extremely boring, but because I think I love the original Roman and Marlena together in the 80s. That was what hooked me on Days, besides Teo's presence on the show. You know, that one of the stories that really hooked me was the Marlena and Roman story. So, you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for the real Roman and all that good stuff. But, you know, love Josh Taylor, but, you know, he's just never been Roman to me. He's always been Chris Kosacek. So I just, you know, I like him with Kate, but that's about it. But anyway, so now he's going to be so I think Marlena and Roman are going to be they're going to be mixing it up a little bit. I'm looking at the chat room here just to see. Yeah, Jen in the chat room says, how is Hope able to be an investigator since she's related to most of the people, most of the suspects? So true. Jamie's like, because the Salem PD is stupid. Let's see. They're also talking in the chat room about how good of an actress Ari Zucker is, but and that's keeping them from fast-forwarding, which I guess is true. That's the main reason. And I really love Greg Vaughn. It's just the way they've written the story has just been ruined. That's the sad part. It's like, it's almost kind of like the way they treated Ian Buchanan when he was on. He started out great, really interesting and all, and the writing was so uneven, and there were so many missteps with the writing. And then they were suddenly writing him out. And so I hope that doesn't happen with Greg Vaughn, but it's really strange. It's like, yeah, come on our show. We want you to draw an audience, and then we're going to treat you like crap, write crappy stories for you, and, you know, then you send you packing. So I don't know. I don't really think it's a very good strategy myself. But, and I'm really trying to think of who he would even be drawn to. I could see possibly them pulling the whole, you know, Eric and Jen and Daniel gets back with Nicole thing, which Anyway, no comment on that, especially Jen and Eric. But I don't know what else they might have in store. I haven't really paid attention to the spoilers for them, but that's I'm wondering. So anyway, and then let's see. Again, did I mention there was no Kate this week? So in case I hadn't mentioned that a few times, there was no Kate this week, which always sucks when there's no Kate. Let's see. What am I leaving out, folks? Let's see. Well, we do have Cassie the Pivus starting sometime in June, I think. She starts making air this month, or this coming month. And at some point, Kristen's back. You know, Eileen Davidson's back. So I don't know. I'm not excited about that, unfortunately, because I'm not a big Kristen fan, but I guess some people are, so... let's see. I want to see Dr. Shaika again, though. That would be awesome. I was kind of thinking it'd be cool if Nicole and Eric went to Vegas, because the last time we heard from Shaika, I think he was headed to Vegas or through Vegas or something, and I think that'd be kind of funny if they ran into each other. Plus, I like Dr. Shaika. But anyway, I just think he needs to pair up with Kate, and they need to, like, poison some people, namely, like, Jordan, and so a whole list of people they could go after. But anyway, that would be in my, you know, in my dreams. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. It was a short week. Let's see. And we're talking about Lucas. Who Lucas is going to get? I don't know. Jen's saying even Lucas, but. I don't know, to me, Cassie DePaiva playing the role just doesn't fit with very many people. I mean, the only one I can see that would even remotely maybe would be Daniel, just because maybe they look like they would be more compatible as far as age range and looks and stuff like that, but I don't know. I really like Lucas with Cheryl. It's really irritating me that they took her off. And I guess what, they're bringing back, I guess they've cast a new Chad. So I guess we'll get to see him down the road. Don't know what they're doing there, but Chad DeMira is coming back. And let's see, of course we know EJ and Sammy left, not on screen yet, but we know they've stopped filming or whatever. Trying to think what else. There's a whole JJ and Paige and Bev thing. Bev got these results back from some STT tests that she had, and it was because she was concerned about something from a guy that she had seen or been with or whatever. And so she got this test done, and it came back negative, but she got the bright idea that she was going to sort of plant the seed for Paige to find it and insinuate that it had something to do with JJ, because she's trying to keep Paige and JJ apart. So, of course, she pulled that off without a hitch. You know, Paige found it, questioned, you know, oh, I know it's not JJ, but whatever. You know. So now she's got a little bit of doubt in her mind about that. And let's see. Of course, Brady and Teresa, skanks, you know, not a whole lot more I can say about those two other than gross. And I think she's trying to entice him back into cocaine and everything. And she's definitely, you know, she's going for the jugular with him. She wants his money. And that's the other thing that I hate about that story is, once again, poor Brady, he's just clueless. But it's like, there's nothing appealing about them, because I know that she's just using him to get, you know, he's a means to an end. So, you know, it's not like he's found true love or whatever. So we've got that. And I don't know. There's just, in my opinion, there's not a lot of rootable couples going on. Kate needs to get some action, too. She hasn't had any action in a while. And so, you know, Rafe either needs to dump the boring Jordan, or something new needs to get shaken up for Kate so that she can have some action, because, I mean, all these boring people are on screen and in relationships that they shouldn't be in with each other. And we got to have some entertainment somewhere, for crying out loud. Yeah, Jen in the chat room says Brady's as dumb as a pile of rocks. That's for sure. Poor guy. It was kind of sweet. Victor thought that Sonny had killed Nick at one point, and so he had him come over, and he was ready to send him off to Jakarta, Indonesia, with his with Will and the baby and Gabby, just to get him out of town. So that was sweet. And so anyway, those were some nice scenes. And then let's see. I don't remember seeing Maggie or Julie or any of those guys. Hope was on, mostly interrogating her family members and trying to look like she was being impartial. She tries to get that impartial look on her face, you know, when she's, you know, trying to be a hardcore public servant. But, you know, here you are talking to your cousin or your nephew or your niece or your aunt or whatever, and they're, you know, trying to be all, you know, serious about it, and it's like, I guess that's a good thing, but, you know, it's ridiculous in terms of the real life. But anyway, of course, we knew that already, or we wouldn't be watching Days of Our Lives, right? Let's see. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't think of a whole lot of else. Yeah, there's Jamie's mentioning, I've heard this, that Melanie, a.k.a. Molly Burnett's returning possibly to the show. I don't know. Somebody was saying, oh, gosh, no Eve and Daniel together. I don't know. I'm just trying to – I can't think of – you know, when Eve comes to town, she's not coming in the form of Charlotte Ross. So it kind of presents a tricky tricky deal. I don't know. Maybe she and Eric. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't see that. I think he seems younger than she does. But not that that's a problem, because like I like Kate with younger guys. Doesn't matter. That part doesn't bother me. But I don't know. I don't see it right now. But honestly, till I see Cassie playing in the role, I'm not going to believe that's Eve Donovan anyway. Until I see it for a while and see how she does, because she might just knock it out of the park, and hopefully she does, but for any of us who watched in the 80s, it's like Eve Donovan is Charlotte Ross, so it's just kind of hard to get somebody else's head, you know, get somebody else in there, in your mind, you know, around that, so, especially because Shane Donovan's daughter, which I don't think Cassie looks like Shane Donovan's daughter at all, but whatever. Again, this isn't real life. Jamie says Brady needs to go back to Nicole because they were both crazy and dumb. Yeah, I actually loved Nicole together. I really miss them together. But I'm going to bring on some folks now. Hello, is this Kenneth?
Yes, baby, how are you?
Hey, Kenneth. Hey, good. I'm going to bring you on. I'm going to bring Angela on, too, okay?
All right, honey.
All right. Angela's
there.
Hello.
Yes,
hey,
how are you doing?
All right.
Hi, Kenneth.
So, I've run out of content. Help me. have I missed something? I'm trying to think. It was a four-day week, so I don't really – wasn't a whole lot that went on, but – I don't know. Angela, you had called in first. What are your thoughts about the week?
Well, to be frankly honest, I have not seen any of this week.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't sound like it. It's like I missed anything at all. I will say I'm still holding out for, you know, they did cast a male between 50 and 70. Who is supposed to be a businessman. And so, you know, that's a potential for, you know, for Kate. It's a potential for Eve Donovan, you know, at this point. I mean, because that's
the
rub with
Kate. I do too.
I think, but it's just that's the only other, you know, person I can think of. And I agree wholeheartedly with what you said as far as Greg Vaughn you know, he's a good actor, he's solid, you know, and you know, they really are just destroying the interest at all.
It's like
Eric,
it's like
I don't
Ian,
understand
it's like
it.
Ian Buchanan 2.0. I mean, they had so much, so many places they could have gone when Ian was on with opposite, you know, with Ian was opposite Lauren. They had such potential, and the writers were fighting with NBC at the time and going back and forth. And the writing was so uneven and spotty and awful, towards, especially towards the end, that it was just sad, you know. And I kind of feel like Greg Vaughn's getting the Buchanan treatment, you know. It's like, you know, if I were from GH, I don't think I'd want to try coming over there because it seems like they just get over there and then they ruin them. So I don't know.
To me, with the fact that Ujamaa is going off the air, to me, you know, Nicole would have been the money shot, you know,
yeah,
or at least some type of triangle
them.
With Brady.
And they ruined
because at least, you know, Eric and Brady are brothers, and that, you know, they both got a history with Nicole. Even that would be a story. But that doesn't look at all like what they're going to do. And I don't blame necessarily the dialogue writers, because I still have a lot of respect for most of the dialogue writers they have on the show. David Cheryl is kind of iffy on that part, but the rest of them I think are pretty strong. But the fact that there's just not a strong long story, at least I'm not interested in the long story they're showing.
And I
think it's sad that you know, we're just all kind of just sitting here waiting for Jamie to leave, which is really pretty sad too.
Jamie said in the chat room, we need more Hope and Aiden. Yeah, it would be nice if we could see their story develop more, you know?
Oh, I know.
Daniel
Cosgrove
is a
good actor.
Oh, yeah.
I really like
them together, yeah. Maybe
not planning parties and bake sales.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, I can see a little Sierra being the little demon child trying to break him up all the time. That'd be kind of funny. But I think there's a lot of potential there. Maybe when they get rid of the, you know, get finished with this story, you know, trying to get Gabby wrapped up and out of town, you know, maybe Hope will get some more time with, you know, Aiden and kind of.
I'm anticipating Gabby leaving. I've been waiting 9 months for Gabby to leave town, so I'm anticipating that. Only other question I had, and maybe Kenneth knows something about this, because I really, like I said, I read this about 2 weeks ago, but they were talking about some of the new musical cues that they were developing for the show. And one of the cues that I guess Jason 47 listed this, is that there is one called Sammy's Dream. So I'm curious as to what story has she been dreaming, if any. So I don't know if anybody has read any spoilers related to that or not. They've written a cue that's, you know, obviously a musical cue that's going to be Sammy's Dream. Have no idea how that plays into it at all, but I'm curious if anybody else had heard anything.
No, I haven't heard anything on that.
I haven't either.
Yeah. So,
what do you think?
Musical cue, you mean like it's something somebody saw on a script or something?
No, you know, how they write special music, you know, or a little, you know, orchestrational music, you know, that usually for them to create one means it's going to be used multiple times. That's why, I just, who knows, because, again, we don't know how the EJ and Sammy thing is going to really end, other than we know they're leaving, and so are the little boys. The boy that plays Johnny. So I don't know, but I don't think they would create something like that for just a one-time only deal. Possibly if it was that important, but usually if they identify them, they usually use them over and over. At least
maybe
you,
this
know.
Whole last year has been a Sammy Dream.
If that happens, you know, it will not be good. I cannot imagine if they take the best part that we have seen in like 7 years from their perspective. I'm not saying the whole story because Jennifer has been a part of the whole story. But I'm just saying I pray from your lips to God's ears that is not what they're going to do.
I'm just throwing that out. Every time I hear dream in a soap opera, ever since Bobby's dream in the 80s, I always start getting nervous. So
unless they take it back to when Sandy was supposed to be shot in the head in the cabin in 2007 or 2008, and then really the last 5 years has been
oh my goodness,
strange. I don't think they'll go that far.
That would make all of our heads hurt, wouldn't it?
I know. You know, there would be no Johnny. There would be no Allie. There would be no.
Wow.
You know, can you imagine? So anyway, I don't
think that's the only way they could rewrite the whole you know what scene between Sammy and EJ back then. I don't know.
I don't think that'll be it.
That'll make my head hurt. Let's just pretend like I didn't suggest that.
The dream never came up.
Angela never mentioned the dream cue.
Kenneth, what did you think
about
this week? Then did you get to see any of it?
I thought it was just wonderful. One thing I didn't particularly like was I think it might have been yesterday where here Nicole is trying to get Eric to leave extra early. Jennifer overhears. Jennifer then goes to Eric, and there's this business this conversation that never was.
That's what I said. I said they didn't have that conversation on air, so we didn't get to see Eric's reaction to it. And they did the same thing with Gabby confessing to Hope. They didn't show that.
Yeah. To my understanding, they're gonna clear the whole Gabby thing up next week. I'm kind of happy that they didn't drag this Nicole thing out. Because I was getting a little bit sleepy.
I'm glad they didn't drag the murder mystery out any longer, because I mean it was a good whodunit, but it didn't need to be dragged out forever. But remember, I
told you that my guess was Gabby, because it's almost sort of redemption for all the other crap she done and got away with. So that's the way I kind of looked at it.
But didn't you think it was kind of weird that she wasn't very emotional going to the? I guess they didn't want to give it completely away until they got to the jail or to the cop shop, but it was like she wasn't emotional saying goodbye to her baby and stuff. I was really surprised. I don't know.
Maybe
that'll come next week.
Well, there was an interview with her, and she said that they wanted to play in a certain way. Because she tried to take into account everything that Nick has done. I remember before the shooting, I think Abigail goes to talk to her, and she kind of just breaks down. And I think at that precise moment, the only thing that enters Gabby's mind is, you know what, I got to make this right, because she already knew. She knew what Nick was up to the entire time. She could never do anything. She was backed up into a corner.
And
the only way to fix the situation is to fix it and take out Nick. And so you know, it's kind of unfortunate that the reward is that or punishment is that she's going to get life in prison. For what? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, Nick was a ex-con, so you kind of think that there would have been more leniency, and due to the fact that Nick really backed them into a corner. I mean, it's not like, well, if I go talk to the police, they're going to do something. Nick is smarter than the Salem PD. Let's just put it like that. He's smarter than the PD. And if he were to get charged with anything, he was going to find a way to get out of it. So, I mean, I think about all those things. All those things, none of that stuff particularly make any sense, but at the same time, I'm glad that they didn't get drug out, and I'm glad that the Nicole thing didn't get drug out. I think the writers are more invested into what happens after than before whole thing. So I think it's going to be interesting to see the journey
that's
going to take along.
The way they tied up all the custody issues and everything before this was all revealed, so that it's like they don't have all that lingering after Gabby gets, you know.
Yes, and that's kind of unfortunate. Two, I mean, the only people left in the family is his brother. I think it's Diego. Dario. Dario.
Yeah.
And Rafe. The older sister's dead. And Gabby's in prison.
Yeah.
So that's.
Well, you know, I think Rafe's doing pretty well considering he was an orphan in the Catholic orphanage for a long time. You know.
Yeah.
For an orphan, he has a lot of siblings that have come out of the woodwork. That's for sure.
Did you hear about
Molly Burnett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming back, yeah. I guess she mustn't have done real well in those pilot seasons, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, it's like that even with the biggest of stars, you know. Sometimes.
Oh, sure. No, I'm not dogging her at all. I wished her well when she left, you know. But
If she comes back, I hope they give her some great stuff.
That's the one way that I like her is with Dan. I mean, the one way I like Daniel is in relationship to the relationships he has with his kids. You know, I do like seeing him with them. You know, so and we haven't really seen Melanie and Parker together. Come to think of it, Parker has been kind of MIA, that could be okay. I just don't know what kind of stuff she's going to get into and what she's going to do when she comes back.
What do you think about her?
Triangle with Chad or?
What do you think about her and JJ?
Her and, she's too, no. Because she's like
that's
a young adult.
Old.
She's more Nick's. Yeah, she's more Nick's. Again, don't mean to sound ageist or anything, but I just think she's more. He's just in high. He's just a senior in high school, and she's, you know, and they keep hinting with Teresa with him too, and I'm like, oh, please no, I don't know, because with Chad didn't they cast a new Chad? So with Chad coming back, that's who she was in a relationship with when they left, and that's going to be kind of weird because that was her real life boyfriend. And now the new guy is going to be somebody that's not her real life boyfriend. Maybe she'll actually have chemistry with him, or so, I don't know. But I don't know. So
I have not seen that anywhere. One of you guys, if y'all can find it, please tweet it to me because I have not.
Like I heard that.
I think the casting name I think was Frederick. I think was the casting name they used for that position.
I think it was just a rumor. I don't know. I mean, I can't even remember where I saw it, but
It was on Daytime Royalty. Yeah, I think it was Daytime Royalty. It was on, because, they tend to post the casting, whatever the casting calls are, I think. Because it's been enough time that somebody obviously has been, he'd have to already be working now in order, if he's going to air at the end of August versus September. He would have had
now,
to
what would get me excited, what would get me excited is if they brought back J. Kenneth Johnson and brought him back, I could get interested in that again, you know. Not with him and Melanie, but just...
Please, not he and Melanie.
No, but I mean, I really liked him.
He was great, but I don't know who he interacts with now. I mean, most everyone that he interacts with on the show is gone,
that's true.
So that's the bad part.
There'd be the whole question of, is he going to act like he doesn't have does this group of writers want him to act like he lost a limb in Iraq or not? You know, so. He's going to have, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no limb, Monday, Friday, Thursday, Friday, limb. I don't know. But there's that whole conflict
problem, and I can't – it's too late for me to even think this through right now, but I think that there was some type of conflict in the fact that they, after the fact, made Melanie related to Maggie, and she married Philip. And so forth. It seems like there was some type of sort of an incestuous type situation in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, that whole write up when they changed, Daniel
and
her over to Maggie, it caused a bunch of problems. Again, J. Kenneth Johnson's great. And he's, like I said, he'll always be a pillar of the show. He was on there for a long time and he was very well liked. But I'm not sure, depending upon who they keep on the canvas. But again, we still got all these new people that are going to be coming in between June and July, more people at the hospital, that kind of thing. So I guess we'll just kind of have to see. But I'm going to go back to something Kenneth said a minute ago, if I can. When you were talking about, kind of what, we're kind of skipping ahead, do you think maybe that's what they're going to do about the time that they bring either Eve Donovan on or maybe come August, that they're going to skip ahead and say, gosh, that was 6 months ago. Do you remember that, so-and-so? Gosh, Eve is already here and living in the Demira Mansion, and now the Donovans have the house. I just keep wondering how they're going to introduce all these people and get them situated in town without them, like what Kenneth was saying to me, is kind of like skipping ahead,
Well, I'm gonna Mary Ann's on now, so I'm going to bring her in, okay?
Okay.
Hey,
hey,
Mary Ann.
Hey.
Hi.
We've got you, me, Angela, and Kenneth. So,
and Kenneth.
Glad you made it.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I didn't know. Hi, Kenneth. Yeah,
hi,
I made
Mary.
It for a little
How
bit. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's raining. We've been raining off and on here, and it's pissing me off.
But if it were raining then, would it piss you off? That's the big question.
It's raining men. Yeah, I like that song.
I'm not going to say the thing.
Depends on what men, though.
Raining Vargas? Raining Vargas?
I would not say a word. Because if I do, I will incriminate myself. So.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. All right. Mary Ann, I know you're burning to give a fashion report. So you want to get the I said a little bit at
the
very beginning.
The fashion report.
But I know you're burning to get the fashion report out, so go for it.
The fashion report or the hair report? I was dishing,
me.
Well, I do not, here again, I do not like Sammy's hair.
Right.
I do not like it. I know.
Especially
it just
this week, it looks really bad.
Doesn't it look dirty? It looks like it's not clean. I don't know if it's the color, or maybe it's just how it comes off on camera. I don't know. I just don't care for it. But, and her dress, was that a dress she had on? I can't remember. The red one, was it red? She had on this past week.
Yes,
yeah. Was it? Yeah. Didn't care for that. Let's see, Nicole. Oh, no, that sweater. I don't know. That green sweater? Didn't care for that. What else? Did you guys talk about the fashion report yet?
How about Jennifer Horton?
Jennifer Horton?
With the pink
pantsuit? That was a pantsuit, right?
That's lack of fashion.
I guess it was. I mean, were they trying to make her look like 60 years old or whatever? I don't know.
Well, and the Caroline Ingalls bun resurfaced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do with Jennifer. Make her look older? I don't know why. I don't know.
I wish they would issue something that says that we've had a cut in the, you know, clothing budget or something.
I have to say I like Nicole's hair, though. I do like her hair. Yeah. So, the clothing budget? Oh, I don't know. I don't even think I have a budget for the clothes.
I don't think so, honey. They can rent clothes that look better than that shit she had on. That's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell they were thinking about, but No.
Tell us how you really feel,
no
Jen.
I don't know, but DJ looked good.
Ain't no excuse for that, honey.
DJ looked good in his suit. He always does.
She looked toe to hell up. That's how she looked toe up. She looked tired. That's how she looked to me. She just looked tired and woe out.
And Jennifer?
Sammy
or Jennifer?
Jennifer, honey. She looked toe up. She looked wore out.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Sammy, too. Are they making Sammy look a lot older, too? I don't know her, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's
I just think Allison has looked tired, I think, the last couple of weeks. I haven't seen the last few episodes, but I just feel like, for whatever reason, she looks really tired. I still think they've got some type of wig on top of her hair again, and that's why that hair looks so bad, is that, that they're trying to interweave. If you look underneath, she's got a few little blonde pieces, and then they're trying to piece it together, and it just looks like a rat.
It's not styled right either. You know, it doesn't look styled right. It just like hangs there. She
it
had
looks like
beautiful
they put a wig on
blonde,
top of her
bouncy
head.
Hair. Yeah.
Beautiful
blonde.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She looks worn out and tired. And again, yeah, she's a young woman, and I guess she's got a lot she's juggling. But or whenever they filmed this, you know, a year and a half ago, whenever they taped some of this. But I don't know. I think, to me, that's the thing. It doesn't make sense unless they really have gone through it. You know, last time they went through a severe budget cut, they at least said they were doing a budget cut. So we knew the clothes were going to not be great. And we knew that, you know, even because, you know, back in the end of the Higley days or whenever it was, you know, they got to the point where they were putting wigs on most everybody. Julie had on a wig. They had, you know, they were putting wigs on a lot of people or a lot of extensions, people's hair just didn't look real. And it's almost like I feel like they're kind of going back to some of that right now. So, you know, to make it quicker, you know, because that's a lot quicker to put something on somebody's head.
Oh, it's trying to save
coloring
time
and styling
and stuff. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not saying I have no idea what they're doing, but I mean, Sammy in particular is lovely, and they have not made her look very lovely these last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes characters actors do change their looks, or the people do have them change their looks.
Yeah, it could.
When
it
they're
could
doing
be
like
horror.
A dark, when they're changing relationships, or they're doing a darker story, or this or that. So. It could be that since Sammy was kind of going to the darker side, that could be why they darkened her hair, you know, for this portion or something. I don't know.
Because it's a totally different
look. In real life, she looks gorgeous with it. Her eyes really pop and everything. They look beautiful. But it's just on screen. You're right, Marian. It's really not, especially this last week or two, it's really not been looking good.
No.
Or maybe they have some different lighting guys or something, because I know there was a couple episodes last week Kate was with Lucas at the TBD or whatever, and the lighting was atrocious. I mean, it was almost like somebody was shining a light in Kate's face. You know, it was bad. So maybe they had the B team in for a couple of weeks with the lighting. I don't know. So They don't have any of the people that they used to for crew.
Right, because they got rid of they got rid of that whole team, right?
They cut it.
Right. So I think they hire, I don't know that it's necessarily even a regular gig for people, so they could potentially be some people come
probably
in and out.
The cutting costs, benefits, and all that stuff, yeah. Sadly, it's a shame, but, that it hadn't happened. But, it sounds like that did happen. So anything else, Marianne, storyline? I mean, we...
Storyline, did you discuss Nicole and all that, what they're making Purdue? And I mean, she's still not going to tell. I mean, even after I saw Fridays where Daniel caught her and he got a call from the hospital and he said, and she's, I'll tell. Now she's scheming not to tell Eric, which I think Jennifer's probably going to go tell Eric.
She did.
I don't know.
Yeah, she did. See, what we were talking about is I made the comment early on in the show tonight that there were two things that happened off-screen that were very obvious. It was like the conversation she had with Eric was off-screen and the conversation...
Wait a minute. I didn't see that Friday. I mean, that happened because I watched Friday's show.
Yeah, because Nicole found Eric and you could tell Jennifer had told him. And he was just stunned. But they didn't show that on screen. They didn't show the conversation on screen. Yeah, I thought maybe
I he already knows, and they ended that.
When she finds him, he already knows, but they didn't show the scene where Jennifer tells him. And then at the end, they come back to Hope and Gabby, and it's like they're getting ready to go to the cop shop.
Yes,
and it's like Gabby's already told Hope that she did it, and they didn't show.
Yes.
So Kenneth
they
was saying
that.
Next week.
That was
Kenneth
odd.
Kenneth said next week they go into more detail on that. But,
that's kind of
coffee. Yeah, it was just like two scenes where I was like, wait, where's the payoff, Like, I would
and
have liked
two
scenes.
And how Hope found something that made her seem like she knew it was when she went to Gabby's that she
knew? Yeah, she deliberately went to Gabby's. Yeah.
What did she
they must have gotten,
find out?
They must have gotten fingerprints or something, some sort of DNA or something, to where they were
she
able to tie it
through
back
those
to
pictures.
Her.
Because Abe said to her, you're still looking through that evidence or pictures or whatever she was looking for.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when she went to Gabby's.
What I'm interested in is to know how did Gabby get a gun? Where's she going to grab it from?
She took the gun.
Oh, she must have. She got the gun out of the closet.
Yeah, she knew the gun was in.
She used
Sonny's
gun.
In the
she used Victor's gun.
Yeah. The three people that had access to the gun were Sonny, Will, and Gabby, because he put it up in the closet.
Well, my thing is, how does Gabby know? Because I don't remember seeing any scene where she came anywhere in custom with the gun.
She probably found it when she was, getting a diaper bag out or some stupid thing.
Maybe
I don't know.
Kenneth, that's probably something they'll do a flashback.
Yeah, Kenneth, do you remember back in about 1999 or so when Colin Murphy was murdered? When Nicole and Victor, we went through all kinds of variations of who shot who and it was Sean Douglas and it wasn't, and then, and then in the end, out of nowhere comes some solution that, had no rhyme or reason to it. I feel like this is kind of probably where we're going here. If the gun was in the house, then just assume that she was able to figure out where it was and get to it.
And, of course, she's leaving, so that's a way to write her out of the show.
I know, but like a
and
prison.
Have them keep the baby. She's not going to be taking the baby, so Will and Sonny can keep the baby.
I mean, that's kind of harsh, like in prison. Software is going to get 20, 25 years. She get life. And her shooting niggas justified. Although I wouldn't condone that doing it in real life. I'm just saying. It was just the guy had it coming. He had it coming.
Well, maybe they will reveal what she did with the blowing up of the town square and killing Jack.
Yeah, that might
all
come out now.
Yeah, so maybe they'll treat her more harshly because of that.
Well, see, and the thing is, let's not forget, she tried to rape her. So, you know, they probably added those charges all onto that because they tried. Now if that comes out, that's going to implicate Kate and Sammy because they were accomplices, because they helped try to drown him. So that is interesting,
well,
too.
But the only other thing is they don't have any proof that that happened, though. I mean, they have Gabby's word that's what happened.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was nobody else there that we know of anyway.
Well, what's his name? That old guy.
Yeah, Mr. Ruggles.
Yes, Mr. Ruggles.
EJ got rid of him.
EJ took care of him. That's true. Then he sent him away.
Yeah, he's in Devonshire or Devon or wherever, you know, riding ponies.
Hmm.
I don't really know. Like I said, I just don't understand where they're, like I said, we all said that we really wanted something that was unexpected so that we couldn't guess ahead as to what was going on. And I guess it's kind of be careful for what you ask for because...
Well, heck, Soap Opera Digest spilled it out. I mean, how stupid is that? I saw it was on Soap Opera Digest, put it out that Gabby did it before it was even revealed on Friday.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? That doesn't make sense. They should take some lessons from General Hospital. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
It's been excellent. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you guys said anything about that yet, but Tony Geary, I mean, I know I used to, like, rag on him, but wow. I mean, he's really been amazing this past week or on Friday, too.
I can't stand him now, though. I used to really bash Luke, too, but, boy, he is so evil.
I have to give him
kudos.
I mean, he's playing these two different roles, and they are, like, two completely different, actually three, the regular Luke and then this fake Luke and then Luke that's drugged, you know, the real Luke that's drugged. I mean, oh my gosh, just really creepy.
Is drug Luke back on the scene? Because I haven't seen him yet.
When do you see drug Luke? Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
Yeah. He looks really, really bad. I mean, his eyes are all red. He has, like, hardly any hair. It's, like, a buzz cut.
Uh-huh.
He looks totally different than, like, regular Luke. And then there's, of course, the fake Luke, which we're trying to figure out who that is. So now, somebody was saying that it's Frank Smith. Now, I don't know. I've been getting up on my state history.
Someone said Bill Eckert or something like that, but I don't know.
But there was
wasn't
there an evil twin to Bill Eckert? I don't remember seeing all of that show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
him
it was
either.
Like
I'm
a Luke's lookalike cousin or something like that or something from the 90s.
But whoever it is, so far they're keeping it a secret. Like, I don't hear any spoilers out there about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know because I don't know any of those characters. So.
And then Ava's pregnant. But now is it Sonny's or is it Morgan?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Yikes.
Because Sonny was going to kill her because Sonny found out she killed Connie. You know, Carly
get
and...
Up.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Yeah, and she says, you can't kill me, you know. I'm pregnant, you know, going to kill her, going to hurt our family, you know.
That's either his grandson or daughter or his
son.
Child, then. Wow.
Yeah, right. Right.
Eek.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
so that's been really good.
Girl?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
I am getting ready to lose you guys. My phone is getting ready to die. So instead of being incredibly rude, I'm going to say goodnight to you guys.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to be about ready to go myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am so far away from my house. It's ridiculous. And I'm
all
out
right.
here nowhere. So if y'all hear,
okay, Kenneth.
In the night, it's me.
All right. Well, take care. Thanks for calling,
Kenneth.
Take
care, Kenneth.
See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he's getting kind of hard to hear. Yeah. You see, having trouble with his phone.
Yeah, I think his phone's dying. Yeah, we probably need to wrap up here in a minute anyway. Angela, did you have any other thoughts for the week?
No, I don't think so, since I brought up the musical cue.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Keep my mouth
that was
closed.
That was, yeah, don't get me, I'm going to have nightmares now.
What is
oh,
that
Andy
I miss? What did I miss?
I hope they're having, oh, my gosh, what if it's when Abby and EJ came out of the shower, like a Bobby shower scene?
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's when the dream started, or the dream ended. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just getting stuff stirred up now, aren't I?
Well, you know, unfortunately,
there's
just not a lot. Yeah, it'll be interesting, all right. But I do want to say, I think that General Hospital is doing a good job. Like I said, I know there are pluses and minuses on GH, but the one thing I'll have to say consistently is that, yeah, you may or may not like every single storyline they've got.
Right.
But there is enough there for everybody to latch on to something. And I think that Maura West has done such a fantastic job with this mm-hmm. Ava character. I mean, she's like a, you know, like a 1940s diva from, you know, kind
best
of a
actress on the show. She's excellent. I love her. I think she's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
she is like an actress. Right. That's what mm-hmm. she reminds me of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we shall see, but I do hope that the mm-hmm. things. But now, Anna, you said that the Gabby deal gets wrapped up next week.
Well,
right?
Well, Kenz was saying that that they delve into it more next week. So some of the stuff we missed with, you know, with her confession to Hope, you mm-hmm. know, or however that played out. Apparently, they'll be mm-hmm. showing more detail or something on that, or how it happened, or whatever.
That was weird. Were they like, just trying in a hurry to get to get it revealed that it was Gabby? Like it's just,
I think
you know, some of the stuff they
drag,
they
drug
on this. Yeah, really.
I think
you can tell things were changed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think June 9th, I think, and again, I may be wrong, but I think June 9th may be her final air date, which is like a week from Tuesday.
Oh, well then, yeah.
So I think it's coming soon. Whatever they decide to do with her, you
mm-hmm.
know, I think it's got to come soon.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not soon enough for me because I think I was ready for this to happen last November. No offense to the actress at all. It's just that this whole Gabby character and story, I mean, she's mm-hmm. just this thing, you know, kind of a shame the way they've kind of mm-hmm. written it. But I think we all need to start writing in for Greg Vaughn because I think he needs a better storyline.
I know.
When they lose James Scott, they need to be able to latch on. And you know, all credit to Sean Christian, but you know, they need to have a male sex symbol that's a little bit, you know, just a little bit different. And I think that to be why they originally brought Greg on. I read through. It's been a couple of weeks ago, but for some reason I saved part of the quote from Corday back in 2011 or 2012, whenever he announced they were going to go lock, stock, and barrel with EJ and me, and then he was talking about the young people and how they were, you know, had always done well with the young people on the show and blah, blah, blah. And he answered the question about bringing Greg Vaughn on because he was coming on that November. So this was written,
mm-hmm.
you know, about a month before. And he had
mm-hmm.
said because we needed to replace and put another person in that age group as a love interest, and
mm-hmm.
so I just hate to think that they brought him on for a year and a half to drag this out to then not give him something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
you said it much better earlier, so I'm trying to remember the piece that you said, but it was,
you said that was much better than I did. So I just, I mean, well, it kind of makes it hard for him to be like the new sex symbol when they keep him under a frock for like a year, you know. So
yeah.
Anyway. But anyway, Marianne, you have anything else?
No, I'm ready to go. If you guys are still going to talk, but I have to go.
No,
I'm like
I'm,
company
I'm,
here and stuff. So
yeah, I'm good.
So. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in, Angela and Marianne.
Yeah.
Glad you made it.
Yeah.
And thanks to Heather and Jen and
Jamie in the chat room and the other guests that haven't made themselves known. But anyway, and so, okay, we'll see you next week then.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.